huge cargo plane has just landed in Freetown and is taxiing to a position on the tarmac where it will offload its cargo. The huge autoclave machine was transported to a treatment center of the No. 34 Military Hospital in Freetown, where it is now being assembled. An operator of the machine is being shown by a technician how it works.
You can see what happens, that gasket actually goes against the door and rips it.
Now you can see it's going much faster already, and everything is warped.
The machine alerts the operator to the end of a cycle. It decontaminates used medical equipment and waste, such as syringes, personal protective suits, and gloves, through several cycles of high-pressure steam and vacuuming. Medical waste is processed in safe barrels designed to minimize contact and comes out as a dry and sterile plastic mass, less than half the initial volume. The machine is a boost for the disposal of infectious waste in Sierra Leone, as Private Kanbe Kagbo, a public health officer at the treatment center, explains.
We've been having problem with our waste, especially in terms of the infectious waste that we have here, because of all of the waste that region that are being generated here are infectious waste. And it's very difficult for us to handle that one. But now that we have got this autoclave, it will be very much easier for us.
The machines present an alternative to burning waste in open pits, barrels, or inexpensive incinerators that might release contamination into the atmosphere. Such poor methods of disposing of waste produce dangerous fumes and expose workers to flames. Jorge Emmanuel, a UNDP healthcare waste expert, says the benefits of autoclaves go beyond tackling the Ebola outbreak in West Africa.
This will not only be a contribution, we feel, to the Ebola crisis, but even after the Ebola crisis, this will be an opportunity to reduce, hopefully even eliminate, the transmission of things like AIDS and hepatitis and other types of diseases that can be transmitted because of infectious waste that's improperly treated.
UNDP is working to roll out the technology to 11 treatment centers across Sierra Leone and to send some units to Guinea and Liberia. The cost of the initiative, which is worth $4 million, is shared by the government of South Korea. Derek Mbata, United Nations.